The Nile is falling, said Osman Atalan, and God and the Mahdi have prepared a task for us. His agajirs drew closer to the campfire and watched his face by the light of the flames. They have chosen us above all the warriors of Allah. We are blessed beyond all other men, for we have been given the wondrous chance to die for the glory of Allah and his Mahdi. Let us seize Allah's bounteous gift. Command us, great Lord, his agajirs pleaded. He studied their fierce expressions with pride. These were not men, but man-eating lions. Our sacred task is to bring to the divine Mahdi the head of Gordon Pasha, for omnipotent and mighty Allah has decreed that when we achieve this, the infidel will be driven from this land for ever, and that Islam will prevail throughout all the world. Al-Nur asked, Shall we wait for the time of low Nile, so that we may find a firm foothold on the city shore, and a passage through the walls? Every day we delay. The forces of Satan march down upon us from the north. Already their steamers, laden with men and guns, sweep up the river. Yes, the river is still high, but God has made clear a road for us. Osman clapped his hands. An old man limped into the firelight and knelt before him. Have no fear, beloved of God. No harm shall come to you. Tell these men what you know. I was born, and I have lived all my life, in the city of the elephant's trunk, Khartoum. But since the victorious Mahdi has invested the city and laid siege, the curse of Allah has been laid upon the city. Those infidels and Turks who have thought to resist his wisdom and his truth have been made to suffer as no men before them. Their empty bellies cling to their backbones, their children are eaten up by the cholera, the vultures gorge on their rotting corpses, the fathers club the birds and eat them half-cooked, while their crops bulge with the flesh of their own children. The agajirs moved restlessly as they listened to this recital. What an abomination to eat the flesh of the bird that had devoured your children! Those who are not too weak of starvation flee the doomed city, and the defences are every day denuded and weakened. I am one of those who has flown, but like you, I wish to see the infidel banished for ever from the Sudan, and the son of all evil, Gordon Pasha, destroyed. Only then may I return in the peace of the Mahdi to my home. Let Allah accomplish this, they murmured. The man was old and frail, but they admired his spirit. The Turks who fight for Gordon Pasha are so reduced in numbers by disease, starvation, and desertion that the infidel can no longer guard the city walls. In their place, Gordon Pasha has placed men of straw, mere scarecrows to frighten off the timid among you. What is this talk of straw men? Hassan ben Nada demanded. Is it true? It is true, Osman confirmed. I have sailed close to the harbour mouth. In this brave old man's dhow, there is a place in the defences where a creek runs into the river through a stone gateway. This is the main outflow from the city sewers. Gordon Pasha has manned the gateway and the walls on either side with dummy soldiers to replace those who have died or run away. Only their heads show above the parapets. At intervals, a few old women move them so that from this bank they seem to live. There is none to resist our onslaught. With one rush we can be through the gap. Then the city and all those within will be ours. There will be great stores of gold and jewels, Al-Nur mused. There are women in the city, hundreds of women. As his wives, concubines, and slaves, the Turk has chosen the most beautiful women of the Sudan and all the surrounding lands. For each of us there will be a dozen women at least. Hassan ben Nada's eyes gleamed in the firelight. The women of the Franks have hair like yellow silk, and their skin is like rich cream. Speak not of gold and slaves. We fight for the glory of Allah and the Mahdi, Osman reprimanded them for their greed. After that, we fight for our own honour and a place in paradise. When will we attack these straw men? Al-Nur laughed with excitement. I have sat too long with my harem, and I am growing fat. It is time to fight again. Three nights from now it will be the dark of the moon, and in the night we will cross the river. At first we will land 200 men on the beach. There is no space for more. When we have forced the breach, 1,000 more will follow us, and after them 1,000 more. By dawn I will stand on the parapets of Mukran Fort with the head of Gordon Pasha in my hands, and the prophecy will be fulfilled. Osman stood up and made a sign of blessing over them. Make certain that your swords are sharp, and all your wives are with child, before we cross the river.